Welcome to chapter number 4, the service product. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about how and why service has been productized, what is the advantage of productizing services, how customer is going to benefit out of this product, and why services have been productized. We will also discuss the learning objectives about this chapter, and the first and foremost is the concept of service product. Second, explain different levels of service product. There could be different levels of services and how this different levels are important, because once you are in the business, you need to understand what is the level of service product you are handling. Third is explain new service product development process. You will have to understand what is the process of development for a new product, especially in the service domain area. Fourth is manage services product effectively. See, creating something probably could be a little easier, but when you say an idea is there in your mind, but when you talk about implementing that idea, managing that idea, and converting that idea into a business is always a challenge. So we'll see how do we manage service products effectively, because when you talk about services especially, probably when you if it is a physical good industry, managing it is still easy, because you can have a lot of standardization, you can have a lot of control mechanism, you can have a lot of quality checks. But when you talk about services, it is a bit challenging. So the first and foremost is the concept of service product. So before we get into that, I would love to introduce what is a product. So if I asked you a very simple question, what is a product? So normally questions is like it is a physical good and it can be sold to somebody, it can be, you know, it has to satisfy somebody's need. So if we simply define the product, a product is in a very simple format, you know, is anything that can be sold to somebody, to a customer, and it has to satisfy the need, want, or desire of the customer. And we have to ultimately see that customer is satisfied in the process. So if the customer is satisfied or customer is delighted by consuming this so-called service, then service is also a product. So when we talk about service as a product, we can have different types of product. And when you talk about core product, the augmented product, and all that, lot of researchers have worked on the service product, and Grundroos in 1998 came up with a fantastic idea called, services are processes, and hence service firms do not offer products, that is physical good, that is provided by manufacturing companies. The services have been packaged as a standard product, but the whole idea when we talk about service as a process, it did not work always, because lot of services have been bundled in the form of product so that customer understands. To give you a very simple example, the simplest example could be an insurance product. See, we normally say that which is the insurance product which you have bought. So when you talk about insurance product, it could be your child plan, it could be your pension plan. So these are all services actually, but they have been designed, they have been bundled in a way, they have in such a format of offering that they appeal to you as a product. There is a lot of standardization because they go to the masses. So when you talk about services as a product, so service can also be bundled as a product to offer to the customer to fulfill or satisfy the need of a customer. So service products are often difficult to identify because they come into existence at the same time when they are bought and consumed. Lot of times it does happen, means as we have already discussed, that services are manufactured when they are consumed. Means suppose in a class where we are conducting a session or a lecture, which is a personal contact program where a teacher is standing in the class and students are also sitting in the class. So services means when the lecturer is delivering a service or a lecture, he is actually delivering a service. Customers or the students are consuming that service. So what is happening? The production of service and consumption of service is happening at the same time. So in lot of service cases, consumption of the service happens at the same time of the production, and in most of the scenarios, customer is a part of production. But in lot of scenarios, services can be created as product. Like if you want to go to say learn English language, there can be three levels of language. They say basic level, the mid level, or the advanced level. So somebody has created a product out of the service so that it is easier for the customer to understand what is the level of service or what is the kind of service he is trying to buy or the marketer is trying to offer him. It is both tangible and intangible offering. When I say services, product can be both intangible and tangible offerings. Largely, services are intangible, but when we talk about combination services, see, today customers are looking for total solutions. Customer is not looking for that he is buying product for somebody and then he is being served by somebody else. So he is looking for total solution provider. But when you talk about total solution provider, there can be a component of tangible product which can be offered by the service marketeer, and it can be clubbed together as a total solution offering to the customer. Anything that can be offered to the market for attention, acquisition or consumption, including physical objects, services, personalities, organizations and desires, can be part of the service product. Everything that customer receives that is of value in terms of perceived want, need or problem can be solved out of it can also be termed as service product. So I am sure by now you would be clear that anything which is creating value to the customer, anything which is offered to the customer and which creates direct value or indirect value or a perceived value to the customer, and he is happy about it because he can see some value out of it, and that can be termed as a service product. So we can have a lot of definitions, but I'm sure the simplest form is anything which you can be sold, which you can sell it to the customer and he buys, he's ready to buy it because it satisfies his need or want and it is creating some value to him, is a service product. Some of the simplest examples of service product could be a bank loan with fixed or with flexible interest, or a home security, insurance product which I have just discussed, restaurant which is a combination of physical good and a service, means when you go to a restaurant you also eat food which is a physical form of food and you also consume services being delivered by the restaurant. It could be services delivered by waiter, services delivered by the housekeeping staff and all that. So there are a lot of services and physical good consumption happening together. So restaurant becomes a combination product. Next important element is the nature of services offering. When designing the service product, marketer need to keep in mind the customer's wants and expectation. Here it is very important that what is the design, what is the product or what is the service which the marketer wants to offer to the customer. He has to think in mind, he has to keep in mind what is that customer is really looking forward for. Unless and until you are very clear as a marketeer that you are creating something or you are designing something which is to fulfill the need of the customer, you are not done or you are not creating the right product for the right market. So one has to be very clear in terms of what is the product or what is the service offering which is being created for the customer. The second important element is the design of the service product. When you design the service product, it should necessarily keep three key components. This was shared by Lovelock also in 2006. This product or the service bundle should necessarily have a core product, the augmented service offering and the delivery process. When we say core product, the augmented services offering and delivery process, we are going to share with you little more details about this in the slides to come. And basically when we say core, we are talking about something which is the basic property of that service or basic ingredient or which is basic value which is getting created out of the service. Augmented services are clubbed or the bundles along with that core service because they need to be necessarily there to fulfill the total solution or total requirement of the customer. And delivery process means the process in which the services or the product, service product is being delivered to the customer. When I say core product, we are talking about it is the central component that supplies the principal problem solving benefits which is sought by the customer. So customer, when we talk about why do people consume service? If you really see the scenario, they either go for the service for the convenience, for peace of mind, or since they are into problem, they are seeking for some help, or they are seeking for some problem solution to the problem, or they are getting into an entertainment area. So these are the normal domain wherein people consume service. So the central core theme has to revolve around the requirement of the customer. So it is very vital constituent of the service offering and basically addresses two important questions. First is, what do buyers get when they purchase the product? So what is the actual thing which buyer gets when he is buying the product? I think I'll just share with you that there is a concept, or in Mumbai we know that there are a lot of local trains, and people can travel conveniently. But on the same time, if you see on the roads, there are a lot of taxis, now there are a lot of cool cabs available, or other taxis, air conditioned taxis available. Now imagine why somebody would not use a local, and why would he use the services of a taxi, or why should somebody use the service of local? So there can be different thought process, and different customers can have different requirements. Example, somebody would be saying that I use local not because of anything else, but because they are the fastest in Mumbai. Means I value time. So the customer is valuing time, and therefore he says that he prefers local. Second could be because they are also cheap. Somebody who would be using a taxi or a cab would say that he would not like to use a local train because they are overly crowded, but he would love to use a taxi because he feels that he is more safe in a taxi. So he is looking for safety, or probably peace of mind, or probably convenience. So he would be looking for something else when he is buying these services. No, so we need to understand what is that buyers are buying when they are actually purchasing the product, and what buyers are we in. So what is the segment wherein we are offering our services to? Some of the examples which I have already shared is the basic postal service or the speed post. So when somebody is using a speed post, somebody is using a basic postal service, these are the final objective could be same when you talk about a product or a letter being moved from one place to another. But why somebody is using the basic postal service and why somebody is using the speed post, only a customer will be the best judge to share that why he has used the service. When we talk about augmented product, we are largely talking about the bundle of offerings which are around the core product, so that customer gets the fulfillment of consuming the product. These are largely the supplementary services. It augments the core product. It facilitates its use and enhances its value and appeal. This could include the accessibility, customer interaction, or any other thing which enables the customer to use the core product more efficiently, thereby creating more value for the customer. This helps the marketeer charge a premium for the offering. Now, if you see from the marketeer's perspective, you will see that when you are offering a good augmented product around the core product, there is a likely possibility of marketeer charging a premium on the offering. For a very simple example, if you really see from the educational perspective, there are two colleges, example A and B. Now one college is also giving you an MBA degree, second college is also giving you MBA degree, but one college is offering you an augmented product called placement. One college is offering you one more additional value add service in terms of grooming you. So this product probably is charging you something extra because they are offering you a service which is of more value to you. So in this way, the placement services and the other developmental services could be augmented product to the education, which is a core product. So core is your MBA, but the rest of the things could be augmented product. So now this is where there is an opportunity for marketing, for making little more premium. But it is equally important for the customer to see or to understand the augmented product, because when he is consuming the augmented product, there is likely possibility of he creating more value, or that augmented product creating more value to him as a customer. Other examples could be an accounting software program that starts with a general ledger, to which various modules like inventory control, payroll, etc. can be added. So these are not the core. Core is still the accounting software, but if you wish to add inventory control or the other payroll module, probably you are actually talking about creating the augmented product for the same. The next is the delivery of the service product. When we talk about the delivery product, we are necessarily talking about delivery process. It is used to deliver both the core and each of the supplementary service. See, when we are delivering, then we don't differentiate between that we are delivering augmented product or core product, because then we are offering total solution to the customer. So This component consists of the manner in which core and supplementary product is delivered to the final customer. Again, this is where we again see that there can be a lot of value creation. Simplest example could be when we buy something, you know, from a mall. Example, you buy a product. Now there is a service process which is happening. So if it is a birthday of somebody and if you wish to pack it properly, then you know, they will give you the augmented product along with the gift. Gift is your core product. The augmented product could be your packaging, and the delivery process is the way they handle you, or the way you deliver it to you in a bag or in whatever format, which appeals to the customer, and it creates a lot of value when he is actually handing it over to the receiver of the product. So these are some of the simplest example, you know, when you talk about, or similarly when you talk about the tour or the tourism industry, designing the package. Now customer is moving from one place, means he is buying a core product called travel. Now a lot of augmented products in terms of types of hotel reservations and other things. Now how this entire tour is being designed, or how this entire proposal is being packaged and given to the customer, can be the delivery of the service product. So in this way, it is very important for you to understand that what is your core product in the service domain, what is the augmented product or the supplementary product which is surrounding the core product, and what is your delivery mechanism. These three things are very, very important when you talk about the service product. This is another example where, you know, a core supplementary services at a luxury hotel. So probably when you talk about a bed for a night at an elegant private room with a bathroom and all is your core. Rest of the things which are in the yellow dotted blue, they are all your supplementary service, be it your reservation, be it your valet parking, could be your reception, can your baggage services, your cocktail or bar, restaurant, entertainment, sports exercise, or internet facility, or they give you a wake-up call, room service, business center, or a cashier there, reservation for some other movement of yours. So everything put together, if you really see, there are so many supplementary services which are attached to the core services. But here, customer is willing to pay for all these supplementary services, and therefore there is an opportunity for the hotelier to charge a little premium, because customer gets everything what is he expecting during his stay in a hotel. Some of the levels of the product which are defined way back, it is important for us to understand as a part of operations also, where because if we really need to solve the problem in the product, probably you need to understand at what level or in which level of the service the problem lies. So the product still lies, when you talk about the core product, here also we have a core or the basic product. Core is the very basic core which is going to be consumed by the customer. The basic in that same core, but we have something called which is basic. The unexpected product or service, which is means customer was not expecting, but there is an opportunity of you delivering that. Next is the augmented product and the potential product. When you say potential, we are saying that there is a likely possibility of we creating a product in that domain. So, like there are different levels of services, different levels of product when you talk about the service product per se. The other important parameter when you talk about services is the new service product development. Now, we have discussed what is a product and what product composes of, like core, augmented and delivery. We have also seen that there are different levels of product, like core, basic, unexpected or expected product, or the augmented and the potential. Now we are going to discuss something which is new service product development. When we talk about new product or new service product development, it is a challenging domain when you talk about new service product development, because it requires a lot of planning and creating services. What are the different offerings one has to make when you talk about this new development? And what is the planning and the branding when you talk about plan for branding the service product? And what are the development of new services? What is the kind of development which one has to get into when you talk about new services and delivery process? So here we are going to discuss on all the four parameters of planning and creating the offerings and etc. And I'm sure you will have a very fundamental understanding about this new service development product. Now we are going to discuss something on planning and creating services. So we have to be very clear about how do we plan and how do we create new services. So the chapter or the system starts right from designing the service concept. What is the service concept? What is the concept we are talking about? Second is, we need to document the delivery sequence over time. How are we going to deliver, or we need to create a flowchart for it. And we'll have to actually go step by step in terms of how this delivery mechanism is going to work. We also will have to think about the probable variations which are going to be there when we talk about delivery of the services. So these three steps will actually guide us to understand how do we start planning and creating the services. When you talk about the service product design and integrated perspective, we need to understand what are the supplementary product, what is the core product, how are we going to schedule this system, how are we going to have understand the different service levels, what will be the role of customer. See, understanding the role of customer in the process of his consumption of the service, you will also you will have to understand what is the nature of process. When you talk about what is the type of process we are going to design, we will also see that because finally, see, when you talk about, there are two important elements. One is the customer element and one is the service provider element. When you talk about service provider element, you will have to think of what is the core service and how are you going to schedule the service and at what level of service or what level of service product you are going to deliver it to the customer. When we talk about customer, we will have to see how or what is the nature of the process which customer is going to consume and what is the role of the customer in consumption of the service. So one is the delivery part and the other is the consumption part. So one has to be very clear when you talk about this service product design. Some of the other elements when you talk about new service development is the idea generation, the product strategy, the marketing or the market requirement. Next could be the product definition, the approval and non-approval, or what is the planning, or how are you going to launch. So this is the final sequence when you talk about generation of an idea, then what is your product strategy, then how are you going to market it, then how are you going to test it, and how are you going to define your product, how are you going to launch the product, and finally after the launch, what is the feedback you are going to receive from the customer. And then so we see how in detail the new product development happens. So the first step in the entire development of the service design process is the new product strategy development. First of all, one has to come up with a thought that there is a need for a new product in the marketplace. When I say the product strategy, I mean to say that there is a need that how this product or how this service is going to create a differentiator in the marketplace and how this is going to create more value for the organization. So keeping in mind the core objective of the organization or the corporate objective or corporate strategy, the service domain function has to understand the need for service or the differentiator element which this service product is going to create. Now once that thought is created, probably then there is a need for idea generation. Now when you say idea generation, there can be different methods of idea generation, be it brainstorming, be it Delphi method, be it observation technique, be it Dropbox, idea Dropbox, wherein you can drop a lot of ideas. So there can be different methods of generation of idea, keeping in mind the type of product and the strategy which is there for the organization. Once the ideas are generated, there is a need for screening and evaluation, that you have to screen the ideas and you will also have to evaluate whether these ideas are really worth and are they in sync with the organizational objective. Next process is the business analysis. Like, the idea is good, the screening is done, but how the business analysis works, means what is the kind of investment, what is the kind of resources which are going to be there, and then probably is it viable for the business. The next is the development part of it, that one has to understand that how are we going to really develop the service product in terms of offering, what is the kind of training which is going to be required, what is the kind of resources which are going to be required or deployed. And then you have to test the market with a small group of audience, that how they feel about this service product. And then if everything goes fine, there can be commercialization. If it is a mass service, then you can actually get into masses. If it is a very niche domain, then probably you can offer to a very niche market. So, these are the steps, largely called the 7 steps of product development, or these different stages of product development, which are there, which are feasible or which are acceptable both for physical good industry or for the service industry. So, when you talk about the idea generation, ideas can come from anywhere, from everywhere. They can come from either the customers or the supplier or the employees or the co-workers. Anybody can give you an idea, anybody can suggest an idea. Ideas can come during a discussion. Research and development breakthroughs are also there, which can give you some more idea or inputs for creating a new product. The other is the competitive product, means if the competitor is offering some product, and if you observe his product or the offerings which are made by that competition, probably there is a likely possibility of you creating a product, better product out of that services. So there can be different ways and means. I have already shared with you that you can also create ideas through brainstorming sessions. You can also create ideas through Delphi method. You can also create ideas through Dropbox or any other process which feeds which is suitable for the organization. The other is the idea screening and evaluation. We have observed that when you talk about creation of ideas, and if you really charge the audience with the right kind of stuff, there is always a possibility of you collecting a large number of ideas. But believe me, when you talk about this large number of ideas, all the ideas may not be really great for you to start a business or to create a new product. So one has to be very clear that you have to do a very systematic screening and evaluation of the ideas. So first and foremost is this idea going to fulfill my company's mission? The idea has to fulfill the mission of the company. If the idea is not fulfilling, then it is rejected. It is not considered to be a great idea. So first and foremost is it has to fulfill the company's mission. Secondly, it has to meet the corporate objective. What is the corporate objective? Corporate objective could be branding, corporate objective could be profit making, corporate objective could be CSR, corporate objective could be expansion, corporate objective could be beating a competition. And so there can be different objectives when you talk about corporate objectives. Next is to protect and promote the core business. The third most important parameter when you talk about screening process is it has to protect and promote the core business. So anything which is in link with the core business means it can be an augmented product or supplementary service, and it has to protect the core business. It has to please the key customers. See, in any business, for any business or any marketeer, there is always a set of clients called key clients. So this new idea or new product or the new service product has to take care of the key clients of the marketeer. And because they are the leaders for this marketeer, and they are going to be the promoters or the brand representatives for this service marketeer. Result in better utilization of existing resources. Now, when you talk about the operations perspective, it is very, very important that can we really utilize the existing resources to create these new ideas? If it is fine with that, I think it is a great thought, because this actually substantially reduces the cost of creating the new services. Supports and enhance existing product line. See, when you talk about one is you diverge from your business, or you carry on the same existing line. It is always easier to be with the same existing product line because people remember you or people acknowledge you with some product line. Means when you talk about, say, DHL, you always think that it is a courier company. When you talk about Blue Dart, you know that it is a courier or logistics company. So one is clear that if Blue Dart suddenly starts a food mall, probably people will think that are we really in line? So now we need to be very clear that if it is in the existing product line, it always helps to, especially the branding part of it. It becomes easier for the market to brand the product conveniently, because people, the reminder, the cost of reminding the customer is less. Next is the concept development and testing. Ideas selected after screening. See, first ideas were generated, then somebody has screened the ideas. The next important area is the concept development and testing. Somebody has to now, the ideas were there, now they are still in the form of ideas. Now those ideas have to be converted into a concept. is where that third stage, which is concept development and testing, wherein ideas selected after screening, all the ideas are then shifted into a developed or into product concept. So how are we going to create a product out of these services? So a description of the problem or the prospect or how this customer is going to experience this service, the reasons why the new service is to be offered, what are the serious reasons, or are they meeting the in what way or in what could be the major objective of creating this service. So all those things have to be really discussed, and one has to also clearly define the outlines and the features, and not only features, how these features are going to benefit the customer finally, and rationale for purchases of the new services offering, why somebody would buy the new service. Because it is very easy sometimes to create a new service, but without realizing that there is no need for that, and a lot of times product fail because somebody has created the product without doing a lot of market research. Concept is tested on the target customers to examine the buyer's response. Now when you talk about the testing part of it, see, once that idea has now been converted into a product form, and now this product has been offered to the market. Now when I say market, it is a very limited market or a known marketplace where you know that people will give you a lot of feedbacks about the product. So once you get the feedback, once you know the development which has to go into the product, probably you have more liberty to develop a better product for the real market.